Well, I think we're just we pretty much wrap up. I just had two comments. I thought I'd run past you, see what you thought. There's no such thing as a terrorist if you refuse the fear. A terrorist will commit an act that is intended to generate fear. If instead you choose your reaction to remove your support from those forces that lead to that terrorist having the resources to commit the acts and take actions that lead to their separation from society and take actions that lead to future acts of terrorism being more and more difficult, but otherwise continue to live as before by refusing the fear, that destroys the vast majority of the power of an act alleged to be terrorism. By this attitude, then, I would consider Al-Qaeda to be an ineffective homeless band of religious nut vandals on a grand scale who only deserve jailing and shunning by the world and not the martyrdom and sick honor of being called an enemy of the state as if they were a country with a navy or an army.
Well, I think it depends on the threat. Actually, I think we need to be vigilant against people that would attack us. I think a terrorist is a terrorist, to be honest with you. If they are, their major goal is to attack us and to create fear and to kill innocent people, men, women, and children, I think they need to be eradicated, period. And I don't want your listeners to get the wrong impression about where I stand. You know, just because I think we need to reevaluate things and disengage from Iraq doesn't mean that I am weak on the war on terror. I think that my views on the war on terror would be very strong and would include all means in order to eradicate people who would hurt us and people who would attack us, wherever they may be, and to not take anything off the table in order to fight people who would attack us. But I don't believe in going off half-cocked. I believe in meeting the terrorists in a way that doesn't really promote terrorism. And I think that's the difference between my views and maybe the administration's or Eric Cantor's is you don't need a multi-ton bomb to squash a fly. You know, we need to measure our responses proportionally. We need to have real policies that will educate people in the Muslim world, that we're not, you know, a threat to them. We're not the bad guys. We're not trying to change their way of life or invade their territory, that we want to live in peace. But for those who are just absolutely bent on our destruction.
Like Ann Coulter?
Yeah.
I mean, she wants to go over there, convert them to Christianity, take their
oil. You know, I'm not for doing that. I mean, I actually believe right. that you can be a good Muslim and that's okay.
Right.
Not trying to convert them to do anything. I mean, obviously, I don't adhere to a number of Muslims' beliefs. And I'm saying the Muslim religion is a great religion. And it is, and for people to criticize it, they're wrong. I've met a number of, very good Muslim organizations and have a lot of meaningful discussions with them in my travels campaigning. But the people who are terrorists who just happen to be Muslims,
right.
For the Muslims that are teaching hate, it's really sort of a not doing a service to Islam.
Yeah. Any more than Timothy McVeigh did.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, you have to separate the two. But, you know, I have to say this, that terrorism, if somebody's trying to attack you, you can call it by whatever name you want. Mm-hmm. And we can play semantics with the word. But you know, people who are attacking this country need to be dealt with.
I guess I'm thinking of Benjamin Franklin's warning that those who would trade their freedom for the illusion of security deserve neither. Or we'll get neither is actually the other
right.
way I've heard that.
Right.
And I'm not willing to make the trade myself personally. You know, I think I'm more likely to slip in the bathtub than be successfully killed or harmed by a terrorist. And
well,
so
True, but know. there is a threat. I think that they do exist. They are organized. I mean, I know that the American people don't have a whole lot of faith in our intelligence, but I think a lot of it is good. I think there are terrorist cells. Mm. I do think there are people that want to attack us and disrupt our society and kill people. I mean, they've demonstrated that time and time again. And I think we need to, if it means us going and hunting them down in order to prevent them from attacking us here, I'm all for that. I don't have any problem with that.
Okay.
If it includes us attacking them in another country, depending on the threat, I don't have a problem with that either.
Okay. The statement from Benjamin Franklin would lead to the last statement that I get a reaction from is, autoimmune disorders, such as my mother has lupus, actually cause more damage to the host body than the original spider bite or other wound because our immune system overreacts and eats our own flesh long after the spider bite's getting flushed out. Similarly, the current U.S. economic and political leading regime have created a kind of political lupus whose overreaction is doing more damage than the original attack. The Bush regime has converted world sympathy and support in the immediate wake of 9/11 into fear and opposition, or at least a lack of cooperation. The Bush regime has destroyed our moral standing by supporting torture and legalizing the disappearing of anyone they designate an enemy combatant with no oversight. Thus, the Bush regime has created a political lupus that is destroying all that made America a great shining city on the hill to look up to. Now we are devolving into just another pathetic empire clawing after self-interested gain, in a cynical race to the bottom of rail politic.
Is this a question or
no? It's a statement.
It's a statement.
I
want to respond to that statement
if you want.
I'd like to. I mean, there's a lot of truth in that statement. Obviously, the way we have proceeded in Iraq, I think, has made things worse.
Yeah.
I think in a very short time we will have been there longer than we were involved in World War II.
Actually, I think we passed that point.
Well, we're close to it. If we haven't passed it, we're pretty close to passing it. But, it's the same point. I mean, we've been there a long time.
Yes, we have.
And we have to see what we've accomplished and what we're trying to accomplish. And, yes, the problem with the Republicans, this is a major problem. They can't ever admit that they're wrong about anything. I don't think it's wrong to say, I don't know. I don't think it's wrong to say that you're wrong, because then it gives you the flexibility to change course. I mean, somebody told me this analogy, if you get stuck in the mud and you get stuck in the rut and you keep on hitting the gas, you're not going to really get out of there. You're just going to dig yourself deeper. If you ease yourself out, then you can get out and you go in a different direction. And that's not a bad analogy. I mean, and that's what's wrong with the Republicans. It becomes sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. They're sort of deluding themselves into failure, just like Lyndon Johnson deluded himself about the Vietnam War. Bush is deluding himself about the Iraqi War. They can't admit they're wrong, because if they do, then they think it's weakness and that they're going to be defeated in the political world.
Right.
So I think, President Bush and some of these other Republicans need to say, and I think some of them are slowly coming to that conclusion that, this is really not working. We need to, instead of staying the course, we need to change the course and be flexible enough to say to the American people that, we miscalculated, we made a mistake. We need to get out. And instead of just going like, well, if we get out, then we're going to create a vacuum. Well, nobody wants to create a vacuum. But, the Iraqi people, we can't do everything for them. They're going to have to step up and they're going to have to take control of their country.
Yep.
And whether we leave next year or 5 years or 10 years, eventually they're going to have to do that. And the results may be the same, whether it's a year or 2 years or 5 years or whatever it may be. I have a feeling that it will be, that they're going to have to work things out for themselves. And if that means some fighting, a little bit of a civil war. It's unfortunate, but it's not our responsibility to solve everybody's problems in the world and to police the world. And I'm sorry we got into Iraq, and I'm sorry we didn't go in there for reasons that were legitimate, but that doesn't mean that we should keep on making the same mistake over and over again.